CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And Fire It Up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
Believe. On CBS Radio's The Sky. Sky.
Welcome back to Fire It Up with CJ. Our guest today is intuitive coach Sue Frederick, and she's the author of I See Your Soulmate. She is also today talking about finding your soulmate. Did you already find your soulmate at the grocery store? Miss him? She's going to tell us all about that, and she's going to put all our fears and our worries at rest about that. You can, once again, look for CJ on our Facebook or her website, and it's Fire It Up with CJ. Or fireitupwithcj.com is her website, so you can get more information and articles and things like that there.
Thank you, Cassandra. So, hi, everyone. I'm CJ Liu, and it's Valentine's Day coming up, and maybe you're wondering, will my boyfriend even remember or my partner ever remember? And if so, how can I get that romantic thing going? Why is that only happening in the movies? How can I make my partner more romantic? So we have Sue Fredericks, and she's going to be talking about her book, I See Your Soulmate. And in her book, she talks about 10 sacred steps to brilliant love. So welcome, Sue.
Well, I love it that you're talking about this right before Valentine's Day because, boy, we can sure sabotage ourselves at Valentine's Day by putting out a lot of expectations of what we want. Agreed?
Yes, this is true. I'm waiting for my plethora of gifts.
Yeah,
my birthday is on February 15th, so seriously, I always get gifts.
Well, you know, the one thing I'd like for listeners to consider is that the best approach to moving towards Valentine's is to think about themselves as being the love that they want to get from their partner. So in other words, they're going into this, whether they're a man or a woman, thinking, I am going to love my partner by giving sweet little things that are unexpected, meaning just go bring her a cup of tea if she is reading and likes tea without her asking me. Or I'm going to go and bring her breakfast in bed. I mean, these simple little acts of giving open your partner's heart. And then your partner is much more eager to reciprocate. And I talk about that step in my book of giving. Another very powerful thing is understanding who your partner is. We've been talking about soul missions and what we've all signed up to do. We each come here on a certain birth path. When you read my book, I See Your Soulmate, you can figure out your husband's or wife's path and figure out what they're here to accomplish in the lifetime. And give to them your understanding of who they are and support them in that. That's the greatest gift you can ever give anyone, right?
Mm-hmm. And you know what? When we had talked, this is my second, actually my third. I don't know. I've talked to Sue many times because I love her. But we must have been previous soulmates in another
right.
life. So, but my husband's path is a 22, and according to your book, it's a big path. And so when I look at that, I think, how I'm going to support him is to continually help him getting on his path and saying, you have an important message to get out there. That's part mm-hmm. of why you're here in this world. That's what I'm taking from, that's part of what I'm supposed to do as his partner, to help him accomplish what he needs to in his lifetime. Is that what you mean by that?
Yes, but is he happy with his career now? I mean, is he doing something now that is really, because he's in a 9-year right now, CJ. He's at the end of a cycle.
Ah, okay. Well, I think he's doing what he loves doing, but he's still in transition.
Yeah.
And so it's hard. It's a hard year for him.
It is a hard year, and it's a lot of surrender for him this year. So, you know, one thing to give him as a gift is to understand that he's not sure of where he's going right now and just surrender any need for you to see where he's going and help him understand that it's all going to be fine, and he just has to sort of get through this little transition, and he'll be headed in a new, bigger direction with his life. But tell him, for him to be successful and happy, he has to think bigger than he's been thinking. about
okay,
his
so this,
career.
This you get from, so this you know through looking at his birthday, looking, and so when you say giving and understanding who your partner is, you're knowing this by looking at the year that he's in, which is in your book, and also is by his birthday. So you can say this year for him is about surrender.
Right.
So
but
that's,
also
okay,
you
so
add the intuition piece to it, and I talk about this in the book too, that when I look at a person's date of birth and I see their path, their birth path, and their sun sign, I sort of use that as their my gateway to feeling their journey, feeling their pain, feeling their gifts, what they're here, what they're going through and experiencing. You can do this for your partner. You can meditate, sit down, quiet your mind, put your hand on their date of birth, look at their path and feel it, ask to understand it, ask to see what pain they're going through and how you can help them, and then notice what feelings and impressions and ideas come to you, and you're getting intuitive guidance to help you love your partner better.
Mm, I like that. I like that better than the tea part. No offense, but that has to be explicitly written in the contract where it's a reciprocal agreement where I will get them tea and they will also get me tea.
I know, but you know, last night I was afraid I might have been getting sick and I was in bed early and I just thought, I'm just going to go to sleep. I don't even want to eat or anything. And my amazing husband went out and got me chicken matzo ball soup, came home, put it in a bowl and brought it to me in bed without me ever asking for anything. And, you know, your heart opens so much when somebody does something like that for you. So to get the love you want, give the love you want.
I know. It makes obvious sense, but it's so hard to do.
You know, especially when you have kids. I know.
The resentment thing, you're like, well, he never does that for me. Why do I have to be the first one to do that?
You have to think it's not a scorecard or a competition. You know, it's a soulmate agreement, and the best thing you can do is do your part of it as best as you can.
Okay, and know that it may not have been completely reciprocal.
Well, in this little blip that you're together right now, this is a tiny piece of your relationship over many lifetimes. Who knows what your partner did for you last lifetime?
Oh, that's good. So if you think of multiple lives, then the scorecard is unclear. It could have been that whole previous life he was giving to me.
It
and now
could
it's
be.
Like...
You could owe him a debt, honey.
I love that. Okay, so what are some other ideas for, I love the idea of meditating and figuring out what can you give your partner based on their birthday, the where they are in their life. What else, what are some other things that, because you have these 10 great sacred steps, what are some other ideas about getting?
Another one that I love, of course, is the last step in the group, and that's called fantasize. And, you know, when you're just during the day, maybe you're walking somewhere or driving in your car, I want you to just imagine a great romantic connection with your partner. And I want you to see it happening, whether it's them saying something to you or giving you something or touching you in a certain way or kissing you. See that fantasy and wrap it with love, send it energy, and you are making that little instant happen in your future life. That's way better than what we usually do, which is, I'm so mad he didn't pick up his laundry, and you're fantasizing all the things you're angry about, which is just sending the wrong energy out to your partner, right?
Yes, you're fantasizing murder.
Exactly,
you know?
Fantasizing murder rather than romance.
Exactly. Why? How many times do I have to ask him to get my dry cleaning?
Right.
Oh, God.
And the other, so you're reminding me of a really important stat, refocus. Because when we're married, especially when we're raising kids, we just want to focus on the things that our partner is not doing right. Mm-hmm. The more we focus on that, the bigger those things get. So if you're going to focus on what a mess he makes in the bathroom, that's all that you're going to see in him. And pull back and instead focus on his generous, loving spirit, his kind heart, the things you fell in love with in the first place. Focus on those, and every time you're irritated about the thing that you're focusing on that he does wrong, instead focus on the things you love about him. This will heal your relationship.
You know, I was actually, one of the practices I'm doing right now is a gratitude practice. And I wrote down my gratitude practice, of course, to my girlfriend. I didn't say anything to my husband. I'm like, I'm so grateful to my husband because he did this, this, and this, and this, and this. And I said to my husband, the theory is that you should feel this on some level. And, he said, did you? And he's like, no, I didn't. He said, maybe you should thank me next time.
Well, you have to do both.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. So, Sue, thanks again for your wonderful advice. We have two callers on the line, so we're going to be doing some readings in the next segment, and we're going to be doing some compatibility, asking all sorts of questions about, is your soulmate out there? Are you beginning to wonder? So we'll be right back with some callers.